United began the game looking like they were after getting an early goal, and Matthew Wolfenden signalled his attacking intent for the afternoon just firing wide. They also took hold of the possession play, a theme which continued throughout the full 90 minutes. So it was no great surprise when Mike Norton put the Reds a goal up after 20 minutes. A ball into the box wasn't cleared by the Mickleover defence, and when Wolfenden put Norton in on the edge of the six-yard box, there was no chance the striker was missing from there.
Late challenge again on Johnson, and Carlos Hocking now, he's got three players around and threads nice the ball through to Lee Neville. Neville's got the pace to go beyond the defender, puts the ball across, but he should have backed on the shot. Challenge FC United, Norton, first hand goal! Well, that was very, very poor from a Mickleover perspective there. The ball on 20 minutes, FC United getting a goal there. And really, it was poor defending.
They had about four opportunities there to get rid of it, didn't they?
The ball got stuck under the defender's leg, and Wolfenden looked like he lost the chance, and he spread it and played it across to Norton. Norton with 6-7 yards out, he's not going to miss from there. Simple tap in. 20 minutes on the clock, FC United of Manchester leading by a goal to nil.
Just minutes later, United were two up after Lee Neville came bombing down the left flank and put a ball into the box. The ball was met by the head of Mickleover defender, but straight into the lap of Matthew Wolfenden, who put the ball in the net to make it 2-0 after just 25 minutes.
A nice ball there by Johnson to Lee Neville. Lee Neville's got an opportunity to get a decent delivery, and three red shirts in there. He cuts the ball towards the back post. No one's not got to the end of it, but this is a goal, and it is again woeful defending from Mickleover. The ball was crossed. Norton didn't quite get the ball, but it was there, just sat up for Matty Wolfenden, and basically...
He had all the time in the world for that ball, didn't he?
He just stood there, said, thank you very much, whack, goal, 23 minutes on the clock, and FC United find themselves two up, and it's down to woeful defending, it has to be said, by Mickleover.
After this, United seemed to take their foot off the gas a little, which is no surprise after they'd seemingly put the game to bed within half an hour. But in the second half, they seemed to wake up with attack after attack and always looked dangerous whenever they came forward. The catalyst for this was undoubtedly when Adam Jones rose well in the box to powerfully head home a Carlos Roca free kick to put United three up against the visitors who'd barely been in the
free
game.
Kicks, a lovely ball towards the back post. Goal! 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 It was a wonderful delivery by Carlos Roca, and Jones, as he has done all through the season, just moved into the gap. Thank you very much. Bottom corner, FC United of Manchester. Three goals up here against Mickleover, and it was all about the delivery. Because when you put balls in like that, all you need to do is get your head on it, and it's going into the back of the net.
Manager Carl Margeson shuffled his pack a little, taking off Norton and pushing Wolfenden up front, and also opting to give Jones a well-earned rest towards the end of the game. This didn't stop the goal scoring, however. In fact, United looked even more dangerous, and when Wolfenden beat Mickleover keeper Damon Clark to the ball on the edge of the box, he found Nicky Platt with his first touch, who put the ball away to complete the rout for the Reds.
A lazy ball from Walsh allows Lee Neville to intercept the ball. Plays it down to Carlos Rocker now. Rocker's touch is wonderful to Matty Wolfenden, plays the ball across. Nicky Platt makes it four. It was the interception, it was a lazy ball from Walsh, tired legs no doubt, hit it on this near touchline. But Lee Neville saw it coming, intercepted it, played it up to Carlos Rocker. Carlos Rocker with a lovely ball across from Rocker to Neville. Neville played it across to Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt from 7 yards out, thank you very much, 4-0.
United now sit 3 points clear of Hednesford Town, who drew at home to Nantwich on Saturday afternoon. Next up for the Reds is Buxton, at Gig Lane next Saturday.